Hey everybody, and welcome to another episode of Conversations with Geek People. Today I'm here chatting with Owen Byrne, who happens to be my lover.
Hello.
He's never done a podcast before, and I thought it'd be really cool today to actually talk about the cover of the new Empire magazine. There's a Joker cover with Jared Leto. Is it Leto or Leto? I always say Leto.
Leto.
Jared Leto? Leto? I don't know. Anyways, somebody let me know what his name is, because I always say Jared Leto, but... there's a couple of variation covers, there's an Enchantress cover, there's a Deadshot cover, I don't know if there's another one. There's Harley and Joker as well, and we're here today to talk about the Harley and Joker covers because I know a lot of people don't like the Joker outfit, so that's one that I really wanted to talk about today because I feel like I'm the only one who doesn't hate it. So what are your opinions, Owen?
I can't say I hate it, but... I'm not really a fan of it at the minute.
Yeah.
Like, I just think it's a bit... I definitely feel like it, the whole, like, tattoos and grungy
kind of
look...
The tattoos were the things I didn't like at first. Like, I don't like the forehead tattoo the most. The damage tattoo. Because I feel like the Joker would never admit that he was damaged.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is something that... That's one of the main things that annoyed me. Like, the tattoos, I don't... Like, I didn't like them at first, but...
What's up with this, like?
We're looking at the Empire cover photo, by the
way. Is he meant to be, like, some sort of gangster rapper?
Yeah,
reading... I mean, all the gold chains and stuff and everything that he's wearing.
He is supposed to be a kind... Apparently, they modelled the outfit off Mexican drug lords. So that's what they were going for with that. Like, and apparently, he's a more...
badass.
No, like, apparently he's a far more, like, self-aware Joker. Like, he's actually social. Whereas, like, Heath Ledger's... Joker was more introvert, you know, and apparently this one is a very social one, so that's why he has, like, you know, he's got, like, more minions and everything, and the minions thing...
Does that not kind of go away from the thing of the Joker, though, the fact that, like, he is, like, quite, you know, mysterious and just weird, like, you're freaked out, like if you've got a Joker that's kind of going around chatting and whatever, does not kind of lose a bit of that mystique and...
Well, I think that they'll probably build on his character really well because, like in The Killing Joke, and that he has these little freaky looking minions and stuff, and apparently he has, he has weird minions. Like, I think one of them.
He used to have all them in the cartoon as well.
Well, apparently this one, he's going to be like, I don't know. Like, the way I was reading it when I read the interview with Jared Leto in Empire was that he kind of did what Heath Ledger did, and he, like, invested in the role, and Will Smith even said that he never met Jared Leto.
I'm sure he probably...
Because he was always in character, so...
Yeah.
I have faith in him. Like, I think the outfit... People were so enraged when the first outfit, like, photo came out. Well, it wasn't even the outfit. He had no top on in the first photo.
Yeah.
And I think people were very, like, taken aback by the tattoos. And that was the main thing. And I think one of the things that Tom, who was a previous guest on the podcast, doesn't like is the teeth.
Yeah, I don't like the teeth either.
His thing, Tom was saying that he thinks of the Joker, he has like a grinning white smile.
Yeah, exactly,
and he said
yeah.
the teeth are really jarring and don't match the Joker's
I think
face.
It's just gone too much into that kind of grungy, divey, environment.
Kind of almost trendy.
Yeah, and I really do think that's what's going on. Like, I think they're kind of like trying to get in on that. Like, even looking at like... Deadshot. It's real, like you look at any of the new Iron Man films or anything like that, it's all
I think the Deadshot
like
outfit
that, like,
is actually quite similar to the comic.
Yeah, no, like, I'm not saying it's not, but it's just that whole kind of vibe of everything's like I think Harley is actually really good.
Harley
is really one
that I'd like to discuss as well. Like, we'll keep on the Joker for a minute, because one of the only issue I have with the Joker,
bossy.
No, but I want to talk with the Joker as much because I know the Joker's the outfit that caused the most outrage.
Yeah.
Whereas I think the one thing I hate about the Empire cover is the fucking jogging bottoms.
Is that the cover there?
But look at them. They're like cyber dog fucking trousers. Like,
yeah, but that's what I mean. Like,
he's
a very trendy.
It's a cyber goth look.
Yeah, kind of.
Like, it is kind of like a really trendy cyber goth look. And it's just, the trousers are the worst part. Like, I really like the jacket. The jacket I can get because it's purple. It makes sense. It's a trench coat.
Yeah,
like the jacket.
I'll give you that.
Yeah, the jacket is good because it does bring in the colors of the Joker. But The feckin' jogging bottoms, like, they're ridiculous. They look like fat man pants that you wear on a day off. Like, it's like, what is going on there?
But do you not think, like even with the jacket is quite a stylish, trendy jacket. Like, whereas, like, through all, like, any of the old, like, the old versions of the Joker, like, it's kind of like the old,
A
like,
suit.
yeah, but not even that. Like, some of it, like, it's like a duffel jacket, like a long kind of a duffel jacket. Whereas that's clearly, like, I don't know,
It's
like,
kind of like
do you know that
shiny.
finely, shiny, like, yeah, it's very, like,
Well, the thing
sort
about
of.
him is I think that he will have several outfit changes because in some of the set photos he's wearing like a gray suit
Yeah.
with a purple bow tie and all that kind of thing. So they are keeping the color theme a little bit, but they're still changing it. And I think some aspects of it they've stepped a bit too far away from the original character. But Jared Leto, he said in the Empire thing, he said something like, in order to break new ground, you have to break the rules or something like that, which I think is cool because my thing is, I'm not even focusing on the outfit as much because I know he'll do a good job.
Yeah, like he's a good actor, like, so you have to give him the benefit of the doubt and see like how he gets on. I just think it was a very like as when he was appointed as it, it's kind of one of them where people around the world that are interested in it will still kind of look at it and go, oh, okay, like especially since he hasn't really done any kind of acting because he's been off being a rock star there for a
Well, he
while,
did
like.
Dallas Buyers Club,
Yeah, well, that's true, actually. Yeah,
and
I
like
forgot about that. He's good in that, actually.
my cousin watched that movie, and she was like, "That woman was so good in that movie." I was like, "Kira, that's Jared Leto," and she was like, "What?"
Yeah.
So the fact that he can transform himself that way is quite interesting. Like, and he even in Requiem for a Dream, he apparently went out on the street for like months and like actually like
Just lived a life
lived
like
it.
of a.
Yeah, like he lived it, like he hung out with like addicts and everything. And the same with the Joker, like he sent Margot Robbie or a rat, a live rat, and he sent a dead warthog or something to the cast, and he sent Will Smith bullets. And
It must be so fun to play the Joker. You could
I
just do all
know
this
it
shit,
really
like,
would
and
be
just be,
like
ah, sure, I was just playing the Joker. Like,
it really
imagine for
would be
years you could
awesome.
be like, okay, I want to send somebody a
But
dead
apparently
rat.
that's what Will Smith said. He said he never broke character, so he's never really met Jared Leto. And I was like, that's pretty cool, like, because
Yeah,
I
Heath
think,
Ledger done that as well, though, didn't
yeah,
he?
well, Heath Ledger,
Like,
I have a theory that Heath Ledger ultimately went mental from playing the
yeah, you said
Joker.
that to me
Like, I
before,
think that,
yeah.
I really do, because his father, like, there's this, I don't know what I saw it in, but there was this video of his father showing the book that he kept where he wrote the diary of the Joker. And I was thinking, how cool would it be to read that? Wouldn't it be awesome to read that, like what he wrote and stuff?
Yeah, but sure, you mightn't get anything from it. It could be just ramblings that
Yeah,
you'd
but it'd be
never
still
really
pretty cool, like
understand.
the
Like,
Kurt Cobain diaries.
yeah, which are
But
just ramblings in some of them. Like,
anyways, so we'll move on to Harley. I have the cover here. I scoured the place looking for this magazine cover. It's
she
very
went to
pop.
the local Tesco.
Yeah, no, but I actually did go looking for it the day before, but it wasn't out yet. But I managed to find the Harley Quinn cover of Empire. And one of the things that's the coolest thing about the cover is actually looking at the costume up close. I never realized before, I don't know, even know if this was in the promo photos at first, but there's stitching all over her t-shirt, which is really cool, like where she must have stitched it up
Yeah.
after a mission or something like that. But people also, like, I made a video on YouTube about the Harley Quinn outfit when it first came out, and a lot of people, I was actually surprised at the amount of people who hated it. Like really hated it. Like people were
Yeah.
so yeah. Like people were so like disgusted by it. Like and how horrible it was. But if you read the New 52s, it's a far better outfit than the outfit she wears in the New 52s. Like she literally wears nothing in the New 52 comics. So like, and it's blue and red. And like, I actually think the version they've made for the movie is far better than the new comics because like, it just actually looks like Harley. Like even though it doesn't resemble anything almost like the original look, it's still Harley, and I think they really got it right with Harley. Like, what do you think?
Yeah, she's carrying it off well. She's got that kind of attitude of it. Like, I like the costume. I don't see anything too wrong with it. Like,
I think Margot Robbie would be a really good actress for
actress.
this role because she does look like Harley. Like, you know, she actually does look like Harley. Like, you know, I think, like, even comic book wise, even animated series wise, with her facial expressions and stuff, she does a really good job. And I actually do think she was the perfect person for the role. But if she was alive today, I think Brittany Murphy would have been an amazing Harley Quinn. But I still think Margot Robbie will do a really good job. And I've heard a clip somebody recorded of her apparently saying something.
She's really have been like.
Scouring the internet, yeah, I have. But somebody recorded a clip on set of her, and it sounds so like Harley. And I just think she'll do a brilliant job, which I think she'll also do her own spin on Harley's voice, but not keep it as like high pitched as the animated series. I think she'll still do a justice, but
Well, so that would lead back into what Leto was saying then, that you'll have to have your own kind of.
but the thing about her is for the thing about for Margaret Robbie is she has no one to model off. Like, except the
Yeah, that's
anime, like, you
true.
know, she's going to be the pioneer. She'll be the pioneer for Harley Quinn, which is pretty amazing. Like
So does that mean she has less pressure going into it then?
I don't know. Well, yes and no, because like Harley is,
An iconic
she's the
character.
most, she's the most popular DC woman, you know, like in the universe. Like, she really is. Like, she's the most, she's one of the most cosplayed characters ever, and she's never been in a TV or in a movie. And they kept, she wasn't even supposed to be in like another episode of the animated series, I think. She was only supposed to be in one or two, and they kept her on because she was so popular. So it is a big role to carry, in all fairness. But I think she, like, I think it's, I almost think it's Harley's film that people are going for Harley. I know they're going for the Joker, but like, I'm going for Harley.
Yeah, but there's people going to be gone, like like Batman's rumored to be in it and stuff, and
Yeah,
you
he
see in
is
the
in it.
trailer and all that where he's on it, like.
He will be in it, yeah. I'm also interested to see Cara Delevingne as Enchantress, because she hasn't been in that many films, and she hasn't had any, like, well, she had a major role in Paper Towns, but like, I just can't imagine her.
And Will Smith will bring everybody because all his films seem to do really well.
Yeah, he'll be a
What's
really
with
good.
that like? Why? What's with that? You're like, you
He's just
want
a nice
to do it? It's
guy.
like book Will Smith. The box office will do
But
well.
yeah, so what's your favorite part of the outfit, Harley's outfit?
The short.
They really do look like they'd cut into you. Like, I have, well, it's not the same shorts as her, but I have sequin shorts, and Jesus, they're painful. So fair play to Margot
Oh, no, the
Robbie.
top actually. I like the top. The top's cool. Like
I like the
it's
top.
something that it's very hardy like.
I like the top. I like the fact that it says Daddy's Little Monster, and I like the fact that it looks like she made it herself. Like, I think that's the coolest part, that her whole outfit is quite DIY, and it does have a punk element to it as well, which I really like, because she is a bit of a badass. And I really like how they painted her nails black and red, so they're keeping a little bit to the original character.
Do you reckon that's what like the reason she's quite punk as well is like
Because the Joker's punk?
Yeah,
Yeah, well,
and you know, it's
obviously,
that they're matching
that's
the
why,
two of
like,
them,
her
like.
t-shirt says Daddy's Little Monster, her choker says Puddin'. She copies the Joker because she's so obsessed with him.
Yeah, no, I understand that, but
That's
like
why she had.
the way they've styled him to be kind of grungy, punky,
Oh,
so
yeah.
they have to like give her that element as well. Whereas if you'd done him as like a classic
She'd have
Joker,
to be
she'd
in
have to be
Jester
a bit more,
outfit.
yeah, class.
I'm actually thinking, will the Jester outfit make an appearance? Because in Mad Love, the comic with Paul Dini and that and Bruce Timm, she when she breaks into Arkham to get him out, she's in the Jester outfit, because that she goes to a costume store, gets a Jester outfit, and shows up. So I know that for a fact that they're having the Arkham Asylum, like, you know, bit in it where they show Harley and Quinzel. You know, so obviously they must show her transformation from doctor to like psycho. So I'm thinking, is there gonna be a Jester outfit, and is that what they're really gonna like knock us out with? Because like, no one's expecting that. So like, if they can keep that under wraps and that does happen, oh my God, I would die. I think I'd actually like die in the cinema. Like, could you imagine how awesome that would be?
That'd be pretty cool.
It would be so cool, like,
Pretty
it would
cool.
be so amazing, like, it really would. I don't know, I'm really excited for it. I think Suicide Squad and Deadpool will be DC's biggest hits.
Yeah, with Deadpool already looks like it's gonna be a hit, doesn't
Deadpool does look pretty cool. And all, then they have, well, Marvel have Civil War and all that kind of thing as well, but I think Suicide Squad has the potential to rival any Marvel film out this year. I really
It's
do.
definitely one with the most hype as well, even with the cast and everything in it. Like,
They're
and
releasing things very early.
yeah.
Like, I don't know if that's a normal thing or whatever, but like, I feel like it's a year away.
Yeah, some of the big films though with like will do that though as well. Like, sure, you even seen what is it? What was it? Isn't there an ad for Prometheus 2 or something come out a while ago or something like that? Or
God, that
one
was
of
a
them, or
terrible film.
Avatar, or one of them like Avatar. I think Avatar released something and they're not out again for another year or something. There's loads of like.
I guess they do want to build a hype, because they do have a lot to rival with Marvel. Like, you know, Like I actually liked it. I don't know where I read it, but they were saying the Suicide Squad are the anti-Avengers, and I was like, that's pretty cool. Because I think the Avengers are such wusses. Like, they're just like, oh, we're awesome, we're the Avengers, yay, cookie cutter shit. And I'm like, Suicide Squad, bitch! So, yeah. I don't hate the Avengers. Like, I really like Scarlet Witch and all that. I like the Avengers, but I just think Suicide Squad has far more grit to it. You know? It's a bit more badass, so I can't wait for that.
That's good.
You know what I mean?
I know, yeah. The Avengers is what is like. It's one of them franchises as well, the way it's going. It's like.
It is going to get darker, though, with Civil War. Like.
Yeah, that's true. So it'll be interesting to see with that. Like, and you kind of have to do that because there's been, like, so many, like.
Similar
Marvel. Like, all the Marvel superhero films, like, have been all, like.
Very
up
similar.
Until now, yeah. They've all run on that one trend, and it's been kind of becoming a bit of, like.
Samey.
Saturated market, like, yeah, that's why it is, like, that's why, like, I personally still think all the Batman, like, the Christopher Nolan Batmans are
best.
They are, that's the standard you have to get to, like, if you want it, like.
I really enjoyed Age of Ultron, though.
Yeah.
I liked it, but I think that's just because I like Scarlet Witch.
Yeah.
Like, I thought she was, Elizabeth Olsen was brilliant.
I quite like the X-Men ones as well, actually, they're quite good.
Yeah,
really.
First Class and all
First
that,
Class
right.
is First Class, like.
But a boosh.
Yeah, no, but it is, like. There's Future Past is good. I think it probably could have done a little bit more. I think it jumped into a very early.
It got very complex.
Not even that. It just jumped right into it. Like
Although
10 minutes
Evan
into
Peters,
the film, you were
awesome.
There, and it was like, I put my hands around your head, and then we'll jump into the past or go to the future or whatever. It was like, you know, it kind of didn't.
Apparently,
really.
She didn't even have that power or something. I don't know. People were making a lot of like. Comments about how that wasn't even a powerful character or something. Mm. I don't really know. I don't know anything about that character, to be honest with you. But I really enjoyed Quicksilver in that one. I thought he was much better than the anime or not animated, the Avengers version. Stop looking at me like that.
Of course you enjoyed Evan Peters.
I do love Evan Peters. I think he's a great actor. He's really great.
He's really great.
Check Evan Peters out in American Horror Story.
Yeah, you getting paid for
I wish. I'd be flogging Evan Peter all day if I could get paid for it. Who am I kidding? I do it anyways. But yeah, so that's our opinions on the Suicide Squad outfits. Other thing I have to mention that I just want to say really quick is Cara Delevingne's character Enchantress. Apparently they're not really sure, well, not they, but people aren't really sure how her character is going to be portrayed or what the story is with her, because she is both good and evil, so it's very, you know, open field, I guess, if she's going to be good or bad, but I think she's going to be bad, because she's in the Suicide Squad, so.
Yeah, it's leaning up for that, though, isn't it? Like,
I think Enchantress, I read a little bit about her character a while ago, and I think the more she uses her powers, the deeper she falls into, like, evil, or something like that, like, that's what I read about her, but I'm really interested in her backstory, actually, so I'm looking forward to seeing her. And her outfit, people were saying about her outfit that it's very bondagey. Like, it's very, like, she's very scantily clad. But, like, I think for somebody who, like, she's kind of like a swamp. She looks like, yeah. She looks like she's from the swamp or something. I don't know a whole lot about her character. Like, I've read a little bit about her, but I haven't delved into her past too much. But I actually think it could be a good choice. With Cara Delevingne, because, like, even with Margot Robbie, like, still a relatively unknown actress, like, besides being in Wolf of Wall Street and all that kind of thing. So, I think they've made some interesting cast choices, and I actually really like who they've picked so far, so.
I don't think she's going to have that many lines, like, in compared to the others. I just get that feeling from that type of character. I don't think she's going to be.
A big part of it.
Yeah, well, not even that. Like, maybe she might be in a lot of scenes, but I can imagine there'll be a lot of scenes where, like, there's very little dialogue.
Well, there'll be a lot between apparently, like, well, not apparently, I know from reading the comics that Will Smith and Margot Robbie will have a lot together.
Yeah. Yeah, but sure, wasn't the first, isn't it the two of them walking side by side in the trailer and everything, like,
yeah, you know? And at the end, I don't know if it's at the end or whatever, but they definitely have, like, there'll be a bit of a love triangle there possibly between the Joker and Deadshot and Harley, so that'd be quite interesting too. But I think it's really Harley and Joker's film. Which is why I'm really excited, because they've never been on screen together before, and I think there's two really great actors, like, playing them. And I think a good point that Tom made before, Tom, who was in the To Kill episode of the podcast, he said to me that he thinks it will go either way, that Jared Leto will either like bomb completely or be really like highly acclaimed, and there's no in between. He was like, it could go either way, but I really hope it goes well, because if Suicide Squad goes well, we might get what the Avengers got, and we might get a Harley film or a Deadshot film. You know, it might pan off like that and be kind of like a really cool like universe within a universe, which I think would be really cool, because as much as I like the Avengers, I think Suicide Squad just have more depth sometimes, and it can be a lot more gritty, and there's more you can do with a character that's willing to go to the dark side, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely more, there's more like watchability factor to it if you are like if everyone's all very wholesome, it gets very boring.
I think that's why the Nolan universe was so popular, that it was a bit gritty, and I think I would have loved to have seen Harley Quinn in the Nolan universe. That would have been amazing.
Yeah, I just can't really find anything wrong with it. Like, I can't see it where she might have added to the film. Like, I think if she was in like
every way.
Yeah, but like if she was in Dark Knight, like realistically, how much airtime would she have got on it? Like,
yeah, I know what you mean.
Do you know, like, so like I can't see,
I'm just saying as a fangirl,
I yeah, know, I know, but as a film as a whole, as a trilogy,
they could have done
whole,
something
like,
without Catwoman, and they could have put Harley in there because it's been done before with Catwoman. Like, in my opinion, there's no better Catwoman than Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yeah, she probably is the best.
Do you know what I mean? I really did like Anne Hathaway. I thought she was actually quite cool. I liked her outfit as well. I liked the ears.
Yeah, I mean, no, I
but Michelle Pfeiffer just had that, didn't she? Like, classic, like, you know, absolutely classic. And I thought Tim Burton did a good job directing.
His Batman films are good as well. Like
I like the look of them.
They set the standard. I think without him doing Batman originally, like, it would, in the, say, the new films, like, or probably they're not new now, but without him doing like the 80s, 90s films, you wouldn't have had maybe Christopher Nolan's films going as dark. Do you know, like, because Tim Burton's films were quite dark, and they set that standard kind of that, like, and Batman is like quite a dark character, like,
yeah.
Like you have characters like the Joker in it, and like kind of just adult themes, like a kind of scary situations, like
Scarecrow. That's what would be cool about
like
Suicide Squad, because like even with like Deadpool, it has a more adult theme, which I think would be really good. And like David Ayer, who's directing Suicide Squad, did Fury.
I still haven't seen that Brad Pitt movie.
Yeah, so that was very like gritty and brutal, and I think
that's meant to be very good.
I think he'll like get away with like, you know, putting a bit more violence in there than, well, you know what I mean. Like, I know there's like, I know Deadpool will probably be quite violent, but I think DC will do better violence than Marvel. I'm just going to put that out there. Because I think Marvel has this wholesome appeal to
it. Yeah, it's more family-friendly violence.
Yeah, it is more family.
Explosions instead of
like
actual,
does.
Like,
and,
blood.
Like, and the good thing about Suicide Squad is, even like the Avengers, I'm not trying to compare the two, well, I kind of am, but you know.
You've been comparing them for the last 23 minutes.
But I think the Avengers, like, I like the way the Avengers takes the piss out of itself sometimes and has jokes. And I think Suicide Squad will do that, where it can have the violence and it will have jokes as well. So it will like have a little bit of everything, which that's why I'm really excited. I think it could be a really well-rounded film, and I'm just so excited. Woo!
What happens if like Joker's only in it for like half an hour?
Well, apparently they've closed off sets and everything when Jared Leto's around, so they're very secretive about Jared Leto of all of them. So I guess they're just hyping up to what he's going to be like, really. But you know, they've been incredibly secretive about him overall. Like, it's kind of funny that like set leak photos leaked a lot of the other characters and not him. So I don't know. But I was happy they leaked, because that way I got to like look at their outfits and stuff.
Maybe it's Jared Leto leaking them all.
Yeah, he's like, fuck you guys. I'm going to keep the mystery alive for me.
And then he can just pretend that if they find out it's him, he can just go, oh, well, it wasn't me, it was the Joker. He's like, you know, he's gone insane. He's like,
That would be quite cool. What if he made a Twitter account?
I didn't leak them, the Joker.
For his Joker.
Leak them.
Apparently he went to New York Comic Con, I think it was, and he wore a baboon mask, and he got photos of loads of people, and they didn't know it was him.
That's kind of cool.
That'd be pretty sweet. A lot of celebrities do that, actually, which is a good idea. I thought it was really funny that time that, oh my god, I can't think of his name. The guy who played Spider-Man the last time. Who's in...
Tobey Maguire?
No, not Tobey Maguire. Oh, he went out with Emma Stone. I don't know why...
Tobey Maguire went out with Emma Stone?
No, he didn't. I can't remember his name. Oh my god, that's really bad.
I haven't seen them.
I actually really enjoyed them. But anyways, I can't think of his name for some
reason. What else was he in?
Social Network. He was Eduardo Saverin. Why do I remember that and I don't remember his frickin' name?
Frickin'.
Oh, what's his name? Google that. Look up Emma Stone boyfriend. That's gonna annoy
have
me.
To do this.
Yeah. Oh, he's so handsome as well. I can't think of his name. That's so annoying. Oh, that's really annoying me now. But anyways, he went to
Andrew Garfield.
Andrew Garfield, yeah. He went to I think it was San Diego Comic-Con, and he dressed in a Spider-Man outfit and went around the crowd and no one knew it was him. And it's funny because he was Spider-Man. I always like that. I'd love to do that. That'd be really fun. Anyways.
But dress up as Ellie Jaden and
it's me. No, but yeah, so any final thoughts on Suicide Squad outfits? What your expectations are, they high?
For the outfits? I don't really know what the outfits are.
For the movie?
Yeah. Yeah, well, sure, like, we don't really know. Like, there's going to be another trailer next year before it comes out that'll probably give you more, like...
The trailer was awesome. The trailer was so cool. So, yeah, I have high hopes. Can't wait. Can't wait for Margot Robbie as Harley. Can't wait for Jared Leto as a Joker. Can't wait for everyone.
By the way, I so just want to say this. I think that would have been a deadly Halloween costume. Some of the Mad Max stuff. Someone was in Extra Vision earlier on. We've seen Mad Max. It was like, I totally
Mad Max
been
is
that
a great movie.
Guitar,
like, wasn't that a great film?
Yeah, it was good, yeah.
I really enjoyed Mad Max. There's some really good tutorials actually online of Mad Max costumes, so check that out on YouTube, guys. But yeah, also check out my YouTube channel. I have Harley Quinn cosplay tutorials, and I'll soon have Harley Quinn makeup tutorials. I have a few Harley Quinn videos. Check me out. It's Ellie Jaden on YouTubes. So yeah, you've been a great guest, Owen. I'm very
Should
happy.
Should I plug the pub?
Owen has a pub. Don't go to it. I'm only messing.
Yeah, thanks.
That's so awkward. Anyways,
I was saying thanks for having me as a guest, even though I live here.
Did you enjoy it? Did you like doing your first podcast?
Yeah, it was fun.
Yay! Maybe we'll do one again in the future.
Yeah, maybe. As long as you don't boss me around.
I'll try not to. Anyways, yeah, so you can check us out on Twitter. My Twitter handle is @EllieJaden. You can check out Owen if you want to. What's your Twitter handle?
OwenB75. I think it's EO1.
Oh my god, you don't even know your own Twitter handle.
Hold on. EO1NB.
EO1NB.
But a 1 instead of the I.
There you go. There you have it, folks. So you can check us out on social media. And yeah, hope you guys enjoyed this episode of Conversations with Geek People. If you guys have any suggestions, you can tweet them. And let me know what you think of Suicide Squad and the new outfits and stuff. I'd love to hear about it. So that is @EllieJaden on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. So yeah, until next time, we will see you again. Bye.
Peace.